produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Greetings, this is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It's great to be back with you once again. Looking forward to our program today. We've had some great programs over the last few weeks where we've talked about the importance of teaching children, the importance of working in the home, doing chores, working outside the home, earning income, learning how to manage their money. We've talked about journaling and family history and the importance of recording audio oral histories. We've talked about service, and we've talked about topics that relate to that. So today, as I was pondering about what we would be talking about, my wife gave me a great recommendation. In this coming week on Sunday, I've been asked to teach our Sunday school class, a good-sized group, and been given a very specific topic. It's a conference talk by one of the apostles of our church by the name of Henry B. Eyring. He serves as a counselor to the president of the church. And it's a talk that he gave back in April at our annual general conference. And we're kind of excited because every 6 months our church has a general conference. April is the annual one, and October is the date of when we have our semi-annual general conference. This will be the 189th semi-annual general conference, the first weekend in October. And it's available online through lds.org, and we would encourage throughout that weekend on Saturday and Sunday to tune in and to listen to general conference. There's two sessions on Saturday and two sessions on Sunday. Central time, they're like at 11 to 1 and from 3 to 5, both days. Anyway, the conference talk that I'll be giving a Sunday school lesson on is entitled, A Home Where the Spirit of the Lord Dwells. Now, in preparation for our program today, I was thinking about some of the things that are going on in the world as we look at families today and the pressures and challenges that they face. And I was reading about a survey that a Christian evangelical organization did with a sizable group. And they listed the top 10 issues facing families today. And I thought it was interesting that number one on that list is the anti-Christian culture. And if you think about it, we do live in a culture these days in America specifically, where people of faith are ridiculed, displays of faith are considered politically incorrect. It seems everywhere we turn, there are those who want to remove religion from the public square. And of course, one of our founding principles as a nation is freedom of religion. And it's becoming increasingly obvious that there is a massive attack on the freedom of religion in America today. Now, we know the source of that attack. It comes from the adversary. Nothing pleases the adversary more than to have people of faith timid and withdrawn and not willing to share their testimonies of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what's going on in America today as people are being ridiculed for any effort to pray in public or to speak about sacred things or religious matters in public. So number one, anti-Christian culture. Number two, top 10 list of things, issues facing families today. Number two, can you guess what it was? It's divorce. Now, sad to say, divorce is a scourge that destroys families. And interesting to note, as I did a little research, that it wasn't all that many years ago that the word divorce was a word that was whispered and was accompanied by gestures of disapproval. For example, in 1960, divorce was generally uncommon, affecting only 9.1 out of every 1,000 married persons. The number more than doubled by 1975 to 20.3 persons out of every 1,000 married persons. And it peaked in 1980 at 22.6 persons out of every 1,000 married persons. So that trend, though, fortunately, over the last quarter of century, the divorce rate has actually dropped. And it's closer to the figures that were back in the 70s, but still a high rate. Now, as this survey and research that I've been reading indicates, divorce does not occur equally among all people in the United States. There's different population segments that seem to have a higher divorce rates. And it varies by socioeconomic status and by racial breakdown. Interesting, in a 2009 study, American Indian and Alaskan natives reported the highest percentage of currently divorced individuals, 12.6%, followed by blacks at 11.5%, whites at 10.8%, Pacific Islanders at 8%, Latinos at 7.8%, Asians at 4.9%. Their conclusion was that in general, those who marry at a later age have a college education typically have lower rates of divorce. So what are some of the causes of divorce? Well, we know that marital problems typically are related to stress, financial stress. A lot of people think that divorce, the number one cause of divorce, is marital infidelity, but actually it's financial stress that is typically the cause of most divorces or is a contributing factor. So divorce, certainly high on the list of issues facing families in America today. Number three was indicated busyness, being too busy with too many things going on, too many choices, too many options of how to do things. You know, I can remember the time, and this will age me, when you went to the movie theater, there was one screen and there was one movie, and that was it. And you went and you watched that movie. Today you can go to movie complexes and they'll have 10, 12 screens or more. Sometimes they may have several options for the same movie. You know, maybe it's a regular showing, it could be a 3D showing, it could be an IMAX showing, it could be super deluxe sound showings. Consequently, too many choices, too much activity, too many things to deal with. You know, there was a time when kids involved in sports, typically they focused on one sport. Now it seems like multi-sporting seems to be a trend. So busyness is certainly a factor that is a challenge to families in America today. Number four that was listed was absent father figures. And we could talk a whole program about this issue. Number five, lack of discipline. Big, big issue in our society today. If there's no discipline in the home, no wonder we see so much acting out and misbehavior in our schools. Number six, financial pressures, as we talked about a little bit earlier. Number seven, lack of communication. This is a big one. In serving as a bishop in our church, many times in counseling with couples, I found that the biggest challenge that they dealt with was the lack of communication, not sitting down regularly to discuss what was going on in each other's lives, being genuinely interested and concerned, and listening to the other partner as they would talk. Men typically have the attitude of
not wanting to spend a lot of time talking. Women, on the other hand, have a tendency to want to talk a lot. And so there's always that dynamic at work in a marriage of the husband wanting to read his paper, watch the news, go tittle in his workshop or do something where he's not having to talk or interact with other people. But communication is a very, very important component in a happy family relationship. Number 8 on this list is negative media influences. We live in a time when media is all around us. You know, it used to be you had the TV and there it was, or you had the radio and there it was. And then we had radios in cars. So we had radios in the house, radios in the car. And now with electronic devices, we have media input 24/7 anywhere on the planet, just about. You can have media influence. Much of it is okay. Much of it is very, very bad. And some of it can be really good. Again, we're back to choices and people having to decide what media they're going to allow themselves to be influenced by. We also have a great interest in social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or all the many other platforms for communication where media information is available. Number 9 on the list is balance of work and family, between work and family. And that's been a challenge for many, many decades and continues to be one today, as some individuals, some families have to have both parents working outside the home, sometimes even a second job, and much, much time spent at work, but very little time spent with family. And 10th on their list was materialism. Back in my day, we used to call that keeping up with the Joneses, where if your neighbor got a new car, you felt pressure to get a new car. If your best friend moved and got a bigger, nicer house, you felt pressure to get a bigger, nicer house. Today, it's maybe simpler things. Did your friend get the latest iPhone 10 or 12 or whatever it is now? So now you've got to upgrade and get one too. So there's a lot of focus on social status based on materialism. Now, we've kind of laid out the problem, the challenges that face families. Let's deal with the positive aspect of what can we do to overcome these challenges. And Henry B. Eyring, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, has shared some thoughts, as I mentioned earlier, in a general conference talk in April of this year, 2019. Entitled A Home Where the Spirit of the Lord Dwells. The opening summary says, you will find some of your greatest joys in your efforts to make your home a place of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and a place that is permeated with love. Now, we could just stop right there. If we could have homes where we have faith in Jesus Christ and a place that is permeated with love, most of the things we talked about would take care of themselves. Well, let's share a little bit of what he talked with us about at this conference in April. Now, he talks about when the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was originally organized on April the 6th, 1830. And this was the same date, April the 6th of 2019, that this sermon was given or talk was given. There were 6 members of the church present in a small home of the Whitmer family in Fayette, New York, and there were about 50 other interested parties there. And as President Eyring indicated in his talk, he doesn't know specifically what the prophet Joseph Smith said or how he looked when he stood before that little group, but he knew one thing. He knew that the people there were people with faith in Jesus Christ. And what they felt. They felt the Holy Ghost, and they felt that they were in a holy place. They surely felt that they were united as one. Now, think about that model. Faith in Jesus Christ, feeling the Holy Ghost, feeling that you're in a holy place, and feeling that you're united as one. What better description could there be than to describe what a goal for our home to be than that? He goes on to say that miraculous feeling is what all want in our homes. It is a feeling that comes from being, as Paul described, spiritually minded. Now, spiritually minded is a whole different attitude than being carnally minded or worldly minded. Now, as he indicates, his purpose today was to teach what he knows of how we can qualify for that feeling more often and invite it to last longer in our families. As you know from experience, that is not easy to do. Contention, pride, and sin have to be kept at bay. The pure love of Christ must come into the hearts of those in our family. So contention, pride, and sin are the things that we have to guard against. He goes on to talk a little bit about Adam and Eve and some others and things that they had to deal with. But as he talked about how over time with people, there was a falling away, if you will, from those times when things were good. Talked about pride crept in. People stopped sharing what they had with each other. They began to see themselves in classes above or below each other. They began to diminish in their faith in Jesus Christ. They began to hate. They began to commit all kinds of sin. He says, quote, wise parents will be alert enough to notice those symptoms when they appear among their family members. They will, of course, be concerned, but they will know that the underlying cause is the influence of Satan trying to lead good people down a path to sin and thus to lose the influence of the Holy Ghost. So the wise parent will see that opportunity lies in leading each child and themselves to accept more fully the Lord's invitation to come unto him. You could have limited success by calling a child to repent, for instance, of pride. You might try persuading children to share what they have more generously. You could ask them to stop feeling they are better than someone else in the family. But then you come to the symptom I described earlier as they began to diminish in their faith in Jesus Christ. There is the key to leading your family to rise to that spiritual place you want for them, and for you to be there with them as you help them grow in faith that Jesus is their loving Redeemer. They will feel a desire to repent. As they do, humility will begin to replace pride. As they begin to feel what the Lord has given them, they will want to share more generously. Rivalry for prominence or recognition will diminish. Hate will be driven out by love. And finally, like it did for the people converted by King Benjamin, found in the Book of Mormon, the desire to do good will fortify them against the temptation to sin. King Benjamin's people testified that they had, quote, no more disposition to do evil, close quote. So building faith in Jesus Christ is the beginning of reversing spiritual decline in your family and in your home. That faith is more likely to bring repentance than your preaching against each symptom of spiritual decline. You will best lead by example. Family members and others must see you growing in your own faith in Jesus Christ and in his gospel. We in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have been given a great resource called Come Unto Christ. And this great tool, this curriculum, if you will, for families and individuals has been very helpful in helping to build faith and to build the faith of our children in the Lord Jesus Christ. In helping growing in faith, it's important that we not lose sight that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior and Redeemer. And that as we teach our children, and as we strive to love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, and soul, we will be better for it, and our children will be better for it. Now, President Iron goes on to say, in addition to your example of growing in faith, your praying as a family can play a crucial part in making home a sacred place. One person is usually chosen as the voice to pray for the family. When the prayer is clearly to God in behalf of the people kneeling and listening, faith grows in all of them. They can feel expressions of love for Heavenly Father and for the Savior. And when the person who prays mentions those who are kneeling in that circle, who are in need, all can feel love for them and for each member of the family. Even when family members are not living in the home, prayer can build bonds of love. Prayer in the family can reach across the world. More than once, I have learned that a family member far away was praying at the same moment for the same thing I was. For me, the old saying, "The family that prays together stays together," could be expanded to, quote, "The family that prays together is together, even when they are far apart," close quote. Because none of us is perfect and feelings are easily hurt, families can become sacred sanctuaries only as we repent early and sincerely. Parents can set an example. Harsh words or unkind thoughts can be repented of quickly and sincerely. A simple, "I am sorry," can heal wounds and invite both forgiveness and love. As we as families grow together in our desire to share the gospel, we begin to feel the joy of forgiveness. It can come even as the renewal of covenants when we partake of the sacrament or the Lord's Supper. We'll gain a missionary spirit that will grow in our homes as children and parents feel the joy of forgiveness in the sacrament service. By their example of reverence, both parents and children can help each other feel that joy. That joy can go far in turning our homes into missionary training centers. All might not serve missions, but all will feel the desire to share the gospel, which has brought them to feel forgiveness and peace. And whether currently serving full-time or not, all can feel joy in offering the gospel to others. Sharing the gospel with others is a great opportunity to build our own testimonies, but to bring others into Christ. Now, as time does not permit going through the balance of this talk, he mentions at the conclusion of his talk the following. "You will find some of your greatest joys in your efforts to make your home a place of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and a place that is permeated with love. The pure love of Christ, the restoration of the gospel started with a humble question pondered in a humble home, and it can continue in each of our homes as we continue to establish and practice gospel principles there. This has been my hope and my deepest desire since I was a little boy. You have all had glimpses of such homes. Many of you have, with the Lord's help, created them. Some have tried with full heart for that blessing, yet it has not been granted." Now, this is an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ saying, "My promise to you as one of that member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles once made to me, I had said to him that because of choices some in our extended family had made, I doubted that we could be together in the world to come. He said, as well as I can remember, quote, 'You're worrying about the wrong problem. You just live worthy of the celestial kingdom, and the family arrangements will be more wonderful than you can imagine,'" close quote. I believe that he would extend that happy hope to any of us in mortality who have done all we can to qualify ourselves and our families for eternal life. I know that Heavenly Father's plan is a plan of happiness. I testify that his plan makes it possible for each of us who has done the best we can to be sealed in a family forever. I testify with President Eyring that I know that Heavenly Father loves us. We are his spirit children, and he loves us with perfect love. I know that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can repent, be cleansed, and become worthy to live in loving families forever with our Heavenly Father and with his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. I so testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.